in my phone, Medford. I figured I was flipping through the public the PSA book as that song was playing, just looking around. I figured I'll read one just for fun in my Boston accent. Just, you know, I don't know why I'm doing this. No one's, you know, this is not my showtime, so I can just screw around, I guess. Anyway, let's see. This PSA is called Public Transit Versus Walking. If you take public transportation, if you take the T, that's good for you. You help and save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to the PACI instead of using the T. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then fight people to get onto the T, and then you get pushed off, and then you get to your final destination finally. After, you know, black eyes and everything, you got to stop by Mass Gen to get that patched up. Walking instead of taking the T could just be it could be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting lots of good exercise and saving even more money. Consider this. If it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go and 30 minutes to take the T, you get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. That's a real healthy deal. You know, those lobster rolls are not gonna burn themselves off. Every time you go to McDonald's, get one of those lobster rolls, that's like 800 calories and it's all butter. So, you know, that was a public service message from WMFO in Medford and Tufts Educational Radio and, you know, City of Boston also. I'm done with my accent. I'm starting the automation. Whoa, why isn't it? Oh, that's why. Here it goes. Starting the automation. This is, I don't know what this is. This is the great best part about this automation is you never really know what's going to play. Anyway, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Monday Morning Madness with a little extra frosting on top. And here's the machine, colloquially, well, I can't pronounce that word, known as Rivendell. I don't know, is that our nickname for it? Stop talking, Adam, just let the music play. This is called Sapphire Bullets of Pure Love by They Might Be Giants. Songs I've never listened to, but here you go. Have a lovely Monday. Remember to look both ways before crossing the street. And walk, don't take the T. It's more expensive.
Done someone wrong, and I fear that it was me. Sapphire.
remember that river road. But for now I find
ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Tweezle Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Can't you see? behind a gun, I make my final stand. Hey, it's why they call me bad company, and I can't deny it. Bad company till the day I die. Till the day I die.
didn't look too happy to see us. She didn't look too happy to see us. How should I know? She said that man you just described could be anyone. He said she's not gonna help you. He said she's
That was Powerful Man by Hopalong, followed by Tibetan Pop Stars by Hopalong. They're this cool band that my friend Katya showed me, that I listened to a little bit when she first showed them to me, like, in the beginning of last summer. And then I was listening to WMFO the other day, and one of the DJs played Powerful Man by Hopalong, which was the first song I played out of those two. And I was like, man, this song's dope. Like, I didn't give this band enough of a chance. So this is me giving them a chance. And, you know, I like what I'm hearing. So thank you, WMFO, for reinstating and showing me that this band has better songs than that just that one song that I listened to for a little bit and then kind of ignored, which was The Knock by Hopalong. Also a great song. Yeah, so I'm DJ Alex Trebek. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm in here until 10 a.m., just starting off the week in the studio. Normally, I'm joined by my good friend, DJ Time Cop. But, like, I've been doing this thing with him where, like, I'm the certified DJ, and he's never gotten trained, but he's always, like we've only ever DJed together since freshman year. It's just, like, I'm the only one that knows how to use the studio, and he's here for the jokes, and he's really good at being on the radio. But it's always, like, this whole year I've been, like, reminding him on Sunday nights that we have a show the next morning, just so that, like, he doesn't sleep through it or something. And I didn't do that this Sunday because I didn't really think I needed to, and then he forgot and scheduled a meeting with his advisor. So DJ Time Cop is with us in spirit today, but not in body. He will be with his advisor, Prof Beckley, talking about international relations, so he can register for classes this week, which is fun. Yeah, so I'm gonna be playing music for another hour and 20-ish minutes. I got some new songs lined up, some stuff I've been listening to, but right now I need to go use the bathroom, and I don't want to, like, have anything go wrong in the studio while I do that, so I'm going to play a 12-minute song and hope that I can take care of business within that time, come back, and nothing will have exploded within the studio. So if you're out there listening, this next song is played by an empty room, and it's called Change of the Guard by Kamasi Washington.
Thank you.
All right, I'm back, and it only took 4 minutes and 56 seconds, so we're going to move on from the jazz for a bit. This is 100 Million by Charlie Hilton.
I'm a willow.
All right, that was Charlie Hilton featuring Mac DeMarco on the song 100 Million. Ultimate Painting with Ultimate Painting off of Ultimate Painting. That's the song, artist, and record, which is hip, I guess. and then Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Funny Friends. All good songs, you know, stuff that I like to hear. That's typically what you're going to get from me for the next hour or so. If you want to participate in my life a little bit, I'm doing the crossword here in the studio off the daily today. And I'm stuck on this one clue. If you want to call in and help, 5 across, Tippy Watercraft, blank A, blank blank E. Tippy Watercraft. A barge fits, but I don't think that barges are very tippy. Am I right? Maybe I'm missing something about the clue. Call in 855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO. Yeah, so I guess I'm going to play some more songs. Also in the daily, I was reading, you know, on my way to the crossword puzzle as I flip through and read headlines and such, but we know where the real attraction is. I saw that LCD Sound System had played 3 new songs at their debut concert off their new tour. Someone in the Daily wrote an article basically about a Reddit thread that they were reading, and someone talked about the songs and gave like a description of each of them, and they sounded pretty cool. I'm pretty excited for this band to come out with new music, so I'm going to try to spend a little bit of time on the internet seeing if, you know, Mankind's Greatest Invention Ever has gotten its hands on these songs that I kind of want to listen to right now, but also, like, probably could wait for a little bit, so it's not the worst thing in the world, but, like, come on, the internet, it's kind of like, if the internet isn't doing something, like, I don't know, like, is it the internet, you know, it's gotta be the thing, and, you know, that's what I'm saying. Another song, I'm playing this one in honor of DJ Time Cop, because he's definitely not listening, nor even thinking about the fact that he left me abandoned here. Maybe he is. I can't read his mind. He's actually got a pretty unique mind. This is Pyle with Worms.